You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor.
Tucker Carlson brought Fox News 3 million plus viewers each night. And yet, many advertisers actually fled the time slot in recent years, uneasy about appearing to endorse his often inflammatory rhetoric. Now that Carlson's been fired, some analysts say those advertisers may come back to that primetime hour on the network. Across the board, though, cable news outlets are chasing after an ever-shrinking pool of advertising dollars. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on the business model of cable news.
The needs of companies looking to advertise their wares are not all that complicated, says Matthew Tuttle, CEO of Tuttle Capital Management.
Number one, I want to avoid controversy. Number two, I want viewers.
Tucker Carlson's regular dose of election denialism and extreme right-wing views brought plenty of both. But in the last few years, his show featured a whole lot of MyPillow commercials and other direct-to-consumer ads of the call now ilk. Tuttle says with Carlson's departure,
if I were an advertiser, I'd be calling right now.
Even in the digital age, much of the money that 24-hour news networks make still comes from cable subscriptions. Jay Rosen, a journalism professor at New York University, says that's still the case, even after years of cord-cutting among consumers.
It's the price per cable customer that Fox and other channels get that's keeping them afloat.
Rosen says Fox News can use the viewership numbers to draw advertisers, but the demographics of those viewers is a harder sell.
The fact that their core audience is older, whiter, more conservative, and a kind of a hardcore Trumpist group limits the advertising revenue they can generate.
But those customers aren't likely to bolt to streaming, Rosen says, and they could keep the antiquated business model of the cable news giants afloat for a while longer. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.